Hi everyone, my name's Mark, and I'm here to tell you about an action-packed weekend I recently had on the coast. I've always been a fan of water sports, but I usually bring my own gear. This time, I decided to travel light and just rely on the equipment you can hire directly on the beach. When I was planning the trip, I initially looked into booking a room in a seaside hotel, as I wanted a bit of luxury. However, everything was fully booked, so I ended up pitching my tent at a campsite right next to the beach. To be honest, waking up to the sound of the waves was much better than any hotel room. My first goal for the weekend was windsurfing. I walked down to the rental hut on the sand to get sorted. I thought I'd just need to hire a life jacket and a board, as it was a beautifully sunny day. However, the staff warned me the water was absolutely freezing, so I hired a wetsuit instead, which was definitely the right decision. I dragged the board down to the water's edge. My friends had always warned me about the tremendous upper body strength required to pull the heavy sail up. Actually, keeping your balance is the most crucial skill when you first get on the board, especially when the waves are a bit choppy. Once you have that sorted, the rest starts to fall into place. I did manage to get moving across the water for a brief moment, but then a sudden, violent gust of wind knocked me right over. I landed quite awkwardly in the shallows. I immediately thought I'd sprained my wrist, but in fact, it was my shoulder that took the brunt of the fall. It ached for a bit, but thankfully it was nothing serious. After a quick lunch, I decided to try something slightly less dependent on the wind, so I headed to the scuba diving kiosk. You can't just rent the gear and jump straight into the sea, obviously. Some resorts make you sit inside and watch a lengthy video, but here an instructor took me through the basics right there on the sand, which felt much more practical. The rental package they provided included absolutely everything I needed. I had assumed the heavy flippers would be the hardest thing to get used to wearing, but honestly, ensuring the mask had a tight seal around my face was the trickiest part for me. If it's even slightly loose, salt water constantly leaks in, which is really annoying. Once we were kitted out, we took a small motorboat out into the bay. I was really hoping we'd get to explore an old shipwreck I'd read about in a guidebook. However, the guide explained the currents there were far too strong and took us to a coral reef instead, which was much safer for beginners like me. Once we descended underwater, the marine life was just stunning. I kept my eyes peeled for a sea turtle, as they are known to swim in those waters, though sadly none appeared. I did manage to spot a massive octopus hiding in the rocks, though. It was changing colours to blend in with its surroundings, which was truly mesmerising. People often ask if I was terrified down there in the deep water. I fully expected to feel anxious before I jumped in, but surprisingly, I felt totally confident breathing underwater after just a few minutes. It's a very peaceful environment once you get the hang of it. When we finally got back to the beach and returned our hired gear, I really wanted something to remember the incredible day. I didn't buy a t-shirt like I usually do on holiday. Instead, I purchased a photograph that the dive company had taken of me underwater. It's framed on my desk now, and I can't wait to go back and do it all again.